Have you ever heard of an artist's wage? Well, during the election campaign, the Greens announced it would fund a pilot program to give 10,000 artists, be they established or emerging, a government allowance of $772 a week for a year. Now, there have been moves like this globally in Ireland and in some of the states in America. So it can work, but why isn't there one here in Australia? Well, to talk about this more, I'm joined by Jo Corst. Now, Jo is an associate professor at the School of Culture and Communication at the University of Melbourne. Good morning, Jo. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Willie. It's a pleasure.
Now, from seeing the election happen over the weekend, do you think we might be able to see the artist's wage happen sometime soon in Australia?
Well, I'm ever the optimist, and I think it would be a wonderful thing if that happened. Given the number of Greens that have been elected, that there may be some opportunity there for them to put pressure on the Labor Party to promote such a scheme. The Labor Party's arts policy was not fantastic in that they didn't really make any major promise to increase funding for the arts or artists. But I'm hoping with the presence of the Greens, they will be able to put more pressure on the Labor Party to consider this as an option.
Crunch the numbers for us. Is this actually economically viable? How much would it cost the government to fund this type of program?
Well, I don't think it's all that huge. I mean, if we're talking about a similar scheme to what Ireland is doing, it would be costing us around $154 million over a three-year period, or $52 million per annum. So, if you think of it, so that would be just the number that Ireland has funded. But if we increase the number of artists, given that we've got five times the population of Ireland, it might cost us up to $780 million over 3 years. But what the other side of the coin is that the amount of funding for the arts has dropped by 20% since 2008, and it's been much worse for individual artists. And when I talk about individual artists, I'm talking about artists from all art forms, because there's been a 50% drop in individual grants to artists since 2012.
To the naysayers, Jo, who would be like, we're better off spending this money on education or hospitals or that kind of thing. What's the argument to them?
Well, artists are so important to the fabric of a country. And that's one of the things that is notable about the argument in both Ireland and in America. It's surprising that you find these schemes happening in America. Often they're private-public partnerships, but nevertheless, there's a real support for the fact that we need our artists in the community. And in Ireland, they see artists as absolutely essential to the whole framework of the country. The problem that we have in Australia is that the arts and artists don't have that value or are not given that value by the broader community and certainly by the our political masters.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, right? Because I wonder, you know, if the arts were start to be valued by our political system or our leaders, I wonder if that would have some flow-on effect to the rest of the country, where the value of artists and creatives in our country would shift.
I think so. I think that would make a huge difference if you had leaders really respecting and valuing the arts and our artists. We've had that in the past, obviously. Certain prime ministers, Harold Holt, Gough Whitlam in particular, and Paul Keating have all been prime ministers who've very much valued the arts, and in Whitlam's case, saw it as central to the country's identity. But over the last few years, we haven't had that leadership. So we're talking, you know, 25 years of a lack of respect, essentially, for the arts, I'd say. And so that really permeates across the whole community. And when you talk about the fact that the arts funding has stalled, that the artists have suffered more than anyone else through the pandemic, you get often quite an indifferent response. But if you don't have artists in a community, everyone suffers.
Yeah, it's funny. I think, you know, a lot of people during the pandemic, they turned to art to, you know, as in they turned to music and they turned to videos or they turned to miniseries or they read books or, you know, everyone turns to creative endeavours or creative outputs when to help them deal with things. And yet, yeah, you're right, that connection between they're an important part of our society and make up the fabric of our society and we need to support them, don't necessarily always, that connection doesn't necessarily always happen. Jo Kost, I'm all for this. I hope we can get some improvement in the funding for the arts with this new government. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Willie.